This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour on the DJV program. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the pinnacle of poignancy here, the DJV, setting it up, the DJV program, aiming to get the conversation a little above the line, if you will, and still have some fun, make your life better. Jennifer Horn is here to do that. Victoria Keelan as well. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. So Victoria and Jennifer both have trending items. Would you like to take us trending first, Jennifer? It's like dancing. Let's go trending with Jennifer.
Sure. Well, why not? We'll do a little soft shoe. Someone who might be doing a soft shoe right out of office is German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who, according to European newspapers, this is something that's really trending for them this week. They say that she could be ousted from her office by next week. There are clashes within her coalition government over European Union migration policies, and they claim that she could be on her way out. BBC World One is the one reporting this, and they say that these clashes between Angela Merkel and German Interior Minister Horst Seehofer could result in a new political situation in Germany by the end of the week.
So what's her position?
Kind of keeping an eye on this. Her position is she's left under her watch. There have been a million migrants led into Germany as she's been in charge of the country, and it's not the most popular of policies. It's also caused political instability that has kind of rocked the German government and is even, it could be behind the breakup of the European Union. We saw.
What's her motivation?
What's
the motivation of any, when you look at the rising tide of people who are coming from the Middle East and invading, it's the same problems we have here in our country, although they're coming legally, they've been, I don't know, not invited necessarily, but we've said, all of the progressive countries of the world have said, what can we do to help all these refugees that are coming from Syria? And the way to help them is to put an end to the war there, to do whatever you have to do to end the problems that are being created by Putin and Assad and whether it's the other terrorist organizations, whoever it is. You put an end to it and stop all of this other stuff. These people always do the same thing. And that's why Trump is such a gnat on their butt, because he doesn't want to do it the same way everybody else does. I'm not saying it's the right way. I'm just saying that shaking things up, obviously, the way they're doing things now doesn't work. And that's why Merkel has been challenged. That's why Brexit took place. That's why there is unrest over much of Western Europe, because these people are just filtering in, and they don't fit in the society. They don't work in the reality of the systems that are there. They're just there. So what do you do with them? And that's really the problem. People who are humanitarians say, well, we have to help them. Yep, we all want to help them. But to what end? Where do they go? What do they do to the job market?
Well,
what do they do to the economies of these countries?
Asylum's also being really stretched, because when you are seeking asylum, as is the excuse in most cases, you're supposed to go to under UN law. This is not a law that I made up or that is even United States law, but United Nations law is you're supposed to go to the first country nearest you that is safe. And many times they're being pushing, I think there's
Turkey.
A push for opportunity.
Greece.
To go to other countries like Germany or someplace else in Europe. That's not
hold
the
on
closest.
A second. Let's see. Let me hold this up here. All right. Do I want to live in Turkey or do I want to live in Germany? Huh? Who would want to live in Turkey? It's a horrible place. All right. So anyway. So there you have it. And so the law is being challenged. That's what you're saying, Jennifer. And yeah.
Well, Angela Merkel is being challenged. She's not up for. She's been Chancellor of Germany since 2005, and this is not like an election week or anything. This is just she may be kicked out of office. There may be an upheaval in that German government, which not only impacts their country, how they deal with migrants, but also obviously the shift of power in the European Union would be pretty big if they got rid of her.
Sure would be. Right. All right, Victoria, what's your trender?
Well, Kentucky is trending. The attorney general there has filed a lawsuit against Walgreens for allegedly directly contributing to the opioid crisis in the state of Kentucky, which is a big, big deal. The suit claims that the pharmacy didn't properly monitor its shipping operations and it dispensed large amounts of opioid painkillers to its Kentucky stores. It also it said Walgreens had a dual role as a distributor and pharmacy, alleging that the company failed to report suspicious opioid orders to authorities. Big mistake. It's the sixth time that the Kentucky Attorney General, Andy Beshear, has filed an opioid-related lawsuit. Now, we know Ohio and Illinois and Kentucky and West Virginia, I think, are the four states that were hit the hardest or have been hit the hardest with the opioid epidemic. And so the Attorney General there says that he wants to hold companies responsible and make them part of a solution.
Why those four states over any others?
Well, it's everywhere, but those seem to be the highest.
Well, I guess why would that be though? Why would there be? Yeah, okay, I get it.
I guess you'd have to trace it back to doctors prescribing. That's how it all starts. Doctors prescribing painkillers, and then it just then it gets to that level, and if they can't afford opioids, then it goes to heroin.
Yeah, what is it about those four states that would make you think that it'd be more likely a doctor would prescribe these various
I think
opioids.
It could go back to the kickbacks of the pharmaceutical companies.
So what are the four states again? Kentucky?
We know that the four of the hardest hit states were West Virginia, Kentucky, Illinois, and Ohio.
I wonder if it has to do with different labor that goes on in those states. If you have people who are doing more physical, hard labor, more likely to maybe injure different body parts that they would need, I don't know, hip, or something that they would need pain pills
back
for.
Back surgery and things
like
that. Yeah,
kinds of surgery.
That could be. Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting question. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, it certainly is another one. We always talk about problems. So let's take a rest from the problems. 13 past the hour.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 past the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria, a Dougster, people in the news, Rob Reiner. I thought he'd kind of gone away. Didn't hear much from him, for a while. Denouncing Robert De Niro and other celebrities for their remarks about President Trump, saying it only helps the president. He has put a new show together called Rising, addressing the controversy in an interview about the show. He talked about Robert De Niro and his blank Trump speech and the Tony Awards a week ago. I pay so little attention to this kind of stuff because it's just what you expect. From somebody, I wasn't expecting it from De Niro, although it's pretty clear that he doesn't like Trump.
That was so distasteful.
Really?
And awful. So classless.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
just, oh.
And that's basically
really
what Reiner
disgusting.
Said. Even though he doesn't care
even if
for
you agree with
Trump.
His message,
right.
It's just
exactly.
awful.
Yeah. It doesn't set
well, and then
a tone.
To go the next day to Canada and apologize on behalf of the American people, I think that's what also gets a lot of people. That it's like Robert De Niro doesn't need to speak for me and apologize for
no,
President Trump.
Already.
And
I acting,
think that just adds to that elitist attitude that so many people are turned off by across the
yeah.
country. They don't want to feel like they don't know any better. They want to make their own decisions and not have Robert De Niro have to talk about it for them.
Yeah, right. The other person who's outspoken is Seth MacFarlane, who's not exactly a shrinking violet when it comes to whether it's Fox or other networks, but he's been on Fox House. What, Family Guy has been
20
on
20 seasons it's been on
yeah,
now, I think?
At least. So MacFarlane was upset about Tucker Carlson. If everybody gets upset, Tucker Carlson is a moron. And there's nothing about him that has anything. There's no new thought from him. And so it's kind of sad.
Okay, just
get
because you don't like
so
him, I
about him.
I don't know if I'd call him a moron. He's actually a pretty smart guy, but okay.
Well,
you could say you disagree with him.
I think he's a simpleton. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. I'll apologize.
I like Tucker Carlson a lot, but I think what got Seth MacFarlane upset is that Tucker made like a tongue-in-cheek joke. He goes, well, you should only be watching news here. Just ignore those other networks or something. We're now at the part where we can't even make jokes. And
well,
Tucker Carlson does not pretend
that,
to be...
Jennifer, I agree with you. Yeah, right.
Tucker
yeah.
Carlson does not pretend to be a journalist. He is an opinion host, just like yeah. Sean Hannity, just like
just
Rachel
like
Maddow, just like Don
like
Lemon.
Like
they're
us.
Not journalists. Right.
No, they are not. We are not journalists here. So most
so what
people
was,
on the radio.
What did Seth MacFarlane... I don't know this story, so I'm trying to
that
piece it together.
That was what he took
so.
Issue to. That Tucker okay. Carlson said, you should just ignore those other networks. Watch your news here.
Right.
But it was
right.
like,
okay.
it was so stupid. And Seth said, I can't work. I'm embarrassed to work for a company
well,
that
but
says
that is, it's
like
carrying
that.
It very, it's you're right, Jennifer. It's under the circumstances carrying it way too far. The guy makes an offhanded comment. It isn't. I think
I say that all the time. Only listen to the DJV show because we've got you covered.
Right.
Okay, so you're going to now be embarrassed to work here because I say don't listen to other radio.
Well, there are plenty of other reasons to be embarrassed to be here, but not
right.
That.
Can so. Come up with a ton of reasons to tell you why you should be embarrassed to
Excuse
listen
me?
To us.
Okay, let's get what and what's one of them? We do our program in our underwear.
That's true.
Okay. That's one of them. That's so, definitely at the top of the list.
We can start from there. We don't brush our teeth before we go on the air. That sort of things. Very important things to consider. All right, anyway. Much ado about nothing as usual. So why are we talking about it? We're not anymore. It's 21 past the hour, so there.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Avengers at 23 and change after the hour on the DJV show, as we acknowledge the creator of all of these characters, Mr. Stan Lee. He's the guy who started Marvel Comics. He's 90-something. How old is he? 97 or
like
something?
Like 93, old. Maybe?
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Temporary.
He was just the victim of something, wasn't he?
Yeah, right. Yes, his caregiver is driven him off. So he has a temporary restraining order against this guy. A petition filed in support of the order states that this fellow, his name is Kia Morgan, been acting as Lee's caretaker, taking advantage of him since his wife died last year. The actual document says, quote, petitioner, along with law enforcement and adult protective services, believes Mr. Morgan is unduly influencing Mr. Lee and isolating him. The order bans Morgan from abusing, harassing, or contacting Mr. Lee, requires him to stay 100 yards away from Lee. I bet there's a few bucks involved in this.
He's been extorting money from him. And
right.
Remember, we've talked about this over the last maybe 6 months or so. There have been a few major withdrawals from Stan Lee's accounts.
Right.
And this guy is obviously the one behind it.
Yep.
Elder abuse. It's terrible.
Created Spider-Man, X-Men, Iron Man, Black Panther, all that stuff. So there's a lot of dough involved, and that's the problem.
Well, he also I think has some dementia, because he made a Twitter video with this guy last week saying that this guy is my friend and he's the only person I want in charge of my affairs, and like it was almost like he was being forced to give this will on video. It was really kind of sad.
Yep, it is. 25 after the hour, Alicia Keys announcing she is the music, woman-led music industry initiative for female advancement. She announced the organization's formation during her speech at the National Music Publishers Association annual meeting. She was honored there. She said, quote, I've joined forces with a group of really powerful female executives, songwriters, artists, engineers, producers, publishers, to help reshape the industry that we live by, creating real opportunities and a pipeline of talent for other women. So I'm wondering, in my mind, I don't think there's a problem with women being acknowledged as artists. Perhaps the work done behind the scenes is where the problem is, because there are a lot of women. When you see the pop tunes around, there are a lot of women and an equal number, I would think, there. But
no, it's not, actually. That's one of the reasons that she was, she said of the 3,000 pop songwriters credited last year, only 12% were female.
No, no. I'm not saying songwriters. I'm saying performers. There are.
Oh.
I would be surprised if there was a paucity of female performers. The problem is that the performers don't have backup. Yes, right, behind the scenes.
Only 3% of engineers are female.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
Yeah. All right. Elvis Presley's drummer, DJ Fontana, passing away. Dominic Joseph Fontana worked for Elvis for a long, long time. The King had him with him for the, I think, 14, 15 years. 460 songs for RCA, including Blue Suede Shoes, Heartbreak Hotel, Hound Dog Man, or Hound Dog, Jailhouse Rock. He was the drummer on all those songs. He was with Elvis during his appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show in 56, the 68 comeback special. I think they had a really, if you listen to the Elvis channel on Sirius XM, you can't hear anymore, but you could hear him on often being interviewed. He accompanied Elvis in studio, on the road, in the films. So he really had that connection. And he knew where Elvis was, you know, in a psychological sense. He could tell what was going on with him and use the drums to bring him out, because Elvis was moody, and he used the drums to bring him out of his funk. So, DJ Fontana passing at the age of 87.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Alfa Romeo plans to add a new supercar to its lineup by 2022. It's expected to go head-to-head with car companies like Porsche and McLaren. It's called the 8C. The 8C will have a carbon fiber monocoque chassis, which is integrated into the vehicle's body and will have a twin-turbocharged mid-engine. It will have more than 700 horsepower and a 0 to 60 mile an hour time of under 3 seconds. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is set to meet with Republican House leaders this evening, and the subject will be immigration. After earlier saying he'd reject any compromise immigration package, the White House now says Mr. Trump will support legislation if it passes the House and the Senate. The bills before the House this week face an uphill battle. Attorney General Jeff Sessions insisting the Trump administration does not want to continue to separate migrant children from their parents at the Mexican border, but he told a law enforcement summit in New Orleans yesterday,
"We cannot and will not encourage people to bring their children to the country unlawfully by giving them immunity."
President Trump ordering the Pentagon to start preparing for a space force, which would be a branch of the U.S. military. He insists the U.S. must be dominant in space. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Choices. Thank you for making us your choice. This is the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn's the J. Victoria Keelan is the V. We are on the air every day, it would seem. Well, actually, you can hear us all day, every day on TuneIn Radio, and you can find the podcast at djvshow.com. All of us are covered, and you're covered with information plus. How's that? Conversation about what's going on. Everybody's got a different point of view. Father's Day has passed. A lot of people wonder, how did Father's Day get started? You can thank a lady named Sonora Dodd from Spokane, Washington, who first suggested Father's Day in 1909 after listening to a Mother's Day sermon at church. She wanted to establish a day to honor her father, who was a widowed Civil War veteran, had six children, ran the farm with the children. And then, as things progressed, back in 1972, President Nixon signed a law which made Father's Day sort of a national event. I thought it was interesting when I was looking through the newspaper. Yes, I actually did. I read a newspaper. I was on the flight. I flew to Martha's Vineyard Saturday morning to meet with a fellow that I was consulting with for a couple of hours. And then he and I went around the island for a while before I caught the plane to come back again. I've been down there for a long time. Martha's Vineyard is a fascinating place, a wonderful place. It's not just an island with beaches. It really is. It's a great little island, And so I had my picture taken up at Gay's Head where they moved. You may remember all the controversy about moving the lighthouse there because the beach is eroding and they needed to move it 400 feet away. So they built this massive hydraulic platform, and they had a helicopter actually lift this thing up and move it down. And I walked up on top of it and had a couple of pictures taken, which I'll post. I'll send, either I'll post them, I'll send them to you, Victoria, to post. And it was kind of neat to, you know, just see what was going on. And it was sort of my, it wasn't Father's Day because my kids aren't around. They're coming out this week, actually, for about 10 days. And so I wasn't paying much attention. Yesterday was a big day on the farm. I paid no attention. But Saturday felt a little like Father's Day. And I was talking to this fellow who's a colleague of mine who for a long time was a stay-at-home dad. He worked in Framingham, and then he went on his own for a while because his wife died, I think she died, and he had to take care of his children. And then he got this job as a town manager down at Martha's Vineyard. But I looked around at the stats when I was waiting for the plane. 214 stay-at-home dads. Do you know that? Did I say 1,000? 214,000 stay-at-home dads in our country. Married fathers, children younger than 15, who are out of the labor force for at least a year to care for their family while the wives work outside the home. Does that number startle anybody, or does that seem okay?
No.
I saw that number. I thought that was a huge number.
Yeah, it's not surprising to me. Because in New York City, there are a lot of, you know, stay-at-home dads or dads who, you know, work from home and things like that. And there are dad play groups in Central Park. So
really?
My best friend's husband is a stay-at-home dad to their little 2-year-old. So.
Really?
Yeah, so it's not really that surprising to me, but maybe in other parts of the country it's not as common.
I think because most of us, people my age who come from a so-called traditional family, even though my family is a horror show, there was a mother there was a father there, kind of. 52% of fathers said that they are the primary grocery shoppers these days. My father never went to the grocery store in his life that I can remember. 10% increase from the last 10 years. 11% of moms research the products they buy and then tell the fathers what to buy. That's kind of cute. So, on the other side of things, in terms of stats, 63% of youth suicides are children who live in a home without a father. That's very significant. My sister and I were actually talking about this yesterday in terms of the impact our father. She has, unbeknownst to me, my father's ashes have been on a shelf in her garage since he died in 2004.
Really?
I forgot it was there. So she said to me, what do you think about we just take him to the cemetery and put him next to Mom? And I said, I don't care what you do with him. It's just a bunch of dust that made him to me. Do what you want with him. My father and my mother, you know, weren't exactly together, so to stick him, his remains in the ground next to her, with her bones. I don't know. I said, it makes no difference really to me because they aren't either of them there. So if it makes you feel better, I'm not going to be around this Friday. You want to go do it with your sister, with my sister, our sister, go ahead. And then we started talking about our father and what he was all about, where he came from, and what life was like for men in that era. And she reminded, my sister is a social scientist. I taught social science, history, that sort of thing for 43 years in the public school system. And so we were just talking about what men knew or what they didn't know or what was expected. My father's father left him literally alone. My father's mother died in the flu epidemic in 1917. So he was 2 years old, 3 years old. His father just ran off. And my father never saw his father again in his life. Now, you can't tell me that doesn't affect you psychologically, whether you want to deal with it on the outside or the inside, one way or another. It affects you. But Nancy said to me, it was really common. And I'd forgotten about that, but yes, it was. For men, you know, we criticize black men for leaving their families these days. But white men, all fathers, who had any, in that era, before the Dust Bowl, before what happened with the crash of 29, the way fathers dealt with their problems was to leave. That was standard operating procedure. You just left. And because there was no way of tracking, you know, it's not like today where you can find anybody anywhere. Fathers could disappear and just go off and, you know, never be seen or heard from again. And that's what happened to my father's.
My grandfather's father did that.
Yeah.
And just went, he claimed he was going to Canada or something for a job and was going to come back and just never, he disappeared completely.
Yeah. Last year, custodial fathers got $2 billion in child support. Custodial mothers got $19 billion. Isn't that an interesting reality? So mothers, is it because there are more mothers who are custodial than fathers? Or is there a...
I think so.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that. Yeah. New study out this past week shows fathers who share household chores with their wives tend to have more ambitious daughters as well as daughters with more broad definitions of gender roles. That's interesting.
Makes
87...
sense.
What's that, Victoria?
It makes total sense.
Yep.
You know, if you see an equal division of labor and that's your example, then that's what you expect, you know, when you go out into the real world.
87 million cards sent out on Father's Day, fourth most popular day for sending cards. 24 million children in America, one out of every three live in homes without a father. Children in homes without fathers, listen to this, are almost four times more likely to be poor as they grow up. Children in fatherless homes are also more likely to marry with less than a high school degree and become teenage parents. Wow. What a sociological commentary that is.
Well, logistically, too, there's less oversight because there's, you presume it's a single-parent household, right? There's less ability to make money because it's a single-parent household.
Yeah. Children in homes without a father have significantly higher chance of becoming incarcerated than those who live in a household with both parents. Huh. That's a fascinating study, isn't it, huh? Looking at the population of prisons... And the majority of those people in prisons, men and women, did not have a father in the household. Wow. All right, some stats thinking out loud about Father's Day. By the way, congratulations.
No, I'm curious, though.
Yes, Jennifer.
As a kid of divorce, as a child of divorce, I'm the only one here that was a child of divorce, I guess. I grew up in a household without a father.
I might as well have been.
The time I was, yeah, I mean, I was in kindergarten, and then they got back together. But, I mean, literally without a father since second grade. But at the same time, my dad was very involved, and I got to see him run his own household, just like my mom ran her household, which is why I think I... independent, because we just watch all of this stuff go on.
Yeah.
So I wonder what the stats are on that, because that's got to be an issue for half the population.
Astrologically, your chart would indicate you are independent as well, but those things help to bolster that reality. Victoria is the same way. Very strong independent streak. And Kara, I think, is as well. I think all of us have a strong independent streak. If any of us are not that way. I have a strong, I don't know whether stubbornness, pride, whatever it is, but I also have a softer side. But I still am very direct and very driven and don't give up on stuff. And I did not give up on my children. I wouldn't have. And I think they are the children they are today because of the fact that both their mother, both Megan and Brendan's mother and father, were clear with them about what their priorities were. My children were my priority. Tony, same way. So I think that it comes whether you're divorced or not. What really impacted my children was Tony getting sick when they were teenagers. It seriously impacted Brendan's psychological stability.
That's a tough thing to go through. I can't.
Well, he thought his mother was going to die. You know, when you have somebody tells you got stage 4 breast cancer, and the stats are that you're usually when that's discovered, you're dead 2 years after they tell you that. He spent his teenage years thinking his mother's going to die, and then she, being the stubborn so and so that she was, she lived 21 years, which was unheard of for stage 4 breast cancer. The reason that she fought as hard as she did to survive was because she wanted to be with them and support them and, you know, help them develop as adults. And that was a very important lesson for both of them to learn, and a lot of her friends as well.
Was she still alive when Megan got married?
Yes, she was there. If you picture the marriage, she kind of put the whole thing together. I paid,
that's
and she
nice
put it together.
For Megan, that's nice that she had her mom there for that.
It was a fabulous time. It really was one of the best days, literally, of my life. Jennifer was there. You know what I mean, Jennifer. But unfortunately, we didn't have enough invitations for you, Victoria. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, jeez. I ran out of invitations for you guys, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to 3 free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires 1 line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video stream to optimize at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. 3 phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning. Stylish. Sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Past the hour, DJ B Show. A lot of you have received and are successfully using your new Medicare card during this month. The folks at the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services are mailing new cards to people with Medicare in California and Hawaii and Alaska, Oregon, American Samoa, Guam, and Northern Mariana Islands as well. Everybody with Medicare in these states and territories ought to be getting the new Medicaid cards by the end of the month. Each new card has a unique new Medicare number instead of your Social Security number. Taking Social Security away prevents Medicare fraud. The new numbers, new cards, that sort of thing. All the benefits stay the same. So we've invited John Hammerland, Deputy Consortium Administrator, Regional Director for CMS. He's here to talk about how this is going to affect people in rural areas, perhaps tribal health policies, that sort of thing. So there are lots of questions and limited time. Let's get at it. First of all, John, why is Medicare mailing these new cards?
So we are sending out newly designed Medicare cards that better protect beneficiaries from identity theft and fraud, because we're removing the Social Security number and replacing it with a different number that is alphanumeric, randomly generated, and it's a unique identifier.
How else are these new cards different than with the old cards that people have had?
Well, a lot of the features are the same. It's still red, white, and blue, and it has the HHS emblem. The cards are a little smaller. They're about the size of a credit card, so they fit a little better in the wallet. They also do not have a signature line anymore. They don't identify the gender of the beneficiary, and they also are in both Spanish and English. But most importantly, they don't have the Social Security number anymore.
All right, let's get specific about where, when, and how people who are entitled will be receiving these new cards.
So the beneficiaries for Medicare are receiving them at their home addresses. This is the address that's on file with the Social Security Administration. They don't have to do anything to request the card. It's going to come to them automatically, and it is free. They just open the mail one day, and there's their new card. And as soon as they get their new card, they can begin using it immediately, and they should destroy their old card.
Always when something new like this happens, people ask the same question. If the cards are different, does that mean my benefits are also going to be changing?
The benefits and coverage under Medicare do not change in any way. It's the same old Medicare, it's just a new, better card.
All right, time for us to get the more information plug out there. Where do people go to find out more thoroughly what we can discuss in these few minutes? Where do we go for more info?
If people are interested in finding out more information about the card, they can go to medicare.gov/new card, all one word, and they can also call 1-800-MEDICARE. I think the one important thing beneficiaries need to know is to beware of possible scams.
Ah, yes, the old scam routine. What kind of scams should people who are listening to this look out for? Can you give us a couple of examples of some of the scams that are out there?
Sure. So if somebody offers to give a rebate or some sort of bonus into the bank account because you've got a new Medicare card, that would be a scam. If somebody asks you to pay them so that they can get you your Medicare card early, that's a scam. So really, we want to tell beneficiaries to protect themselves by not giving out any of that sensitive information if somebody should call them. What they should do is hang up, and they can immediately call 1-800-MEDICARE and report that call to us.
All right, does Medicare ever call Medicare beneficiaries?
We never call Medicare beneficiaries uninvited. So that would be the first tip. If you're getting a call from somebody claiming they're from Medicare, you should be suspicious. Our website is medicare.gov/new card, and that's all one word.
That's John Hammerland here on the DJV program with a focus on what you can be sure you're going to get and not going to get with these new Medicaid and Medicare cards.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was always just sort of feeling tired. And so I said, maybe this will just help in overall vitality. But in the past couple of years that I've been taking it, I find my energy has been great. I've been sleeping better. I don't get the cravings for junk food as often as I used to. I really attribute it to the product. It's so easy to use. Even if I want to take a capsule from my daughter and I just pull it apart to mix it in some juice or something, it's just something I'm very grateful to be able to incorporate. I really love the product. I think it's made such a difference.
Generally feel better. Generally have better energy and more stamina. Breathing is easier. Walking is easier. You're not in pain anymore, all right? I could go on and on.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.